Little babies.
Yeah, okay, well, we are... Is this working?
We're live!
And live from Chicago.
I think there's a delay.
White collars, red hands. You'll probably see a little bit of a delay. Yeah.
Oh, God, I look terrible.
Oh, I have to turn that down. Whoa.
We're off.
So, yep, there's a little bit of delay, but we'll go ahead and we'll just get started. It just means that as chat comes in, it might be a little delayed. Off-putting for us. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for the White Collars Red Hands 3-year podiversary live stream Q&A. I guess just like house cleaning. How I've envisioned this, how we've set this up is... we're going to start with some questions as we wait for people to maybe filter in, come in, but feel free to drop questions in the chat as we go along, and we'll answer them live.
Hopefully. Sounds good.
At least that's the hope. So we'll see. This is our first time going live in a very long time. We did it once before.
I've never been on live YouTube before.
Oh, my God. What a reference, man. That's a reference. That kid... Is a whole ass adult.
He's a whole adult.
He is our age.
Did you see the TikTok?
A ginger adult now, which has to be awful.
Did you see the TikTok where his girlfriend's like, "You look familiar." It's like her in a picture of her boyfriend. It says, "You look familiar." And then you scroll over and the kid's like, "And I've never been on live television before."
Was it that kid?
I think so.
Oh, well, no.
As a grown up.
Well, yeah, it's just some random ginger adult now, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was going on like a roller coaster or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was at like the fair or something like that.
I hope he still likes roller coasters. But yeah, welcome to the live. We're gonna have this here. I haven't decided if I'm going to post this anywhere else. So if you're listening
to this somewhere
else,
given how I look right now, I'm going to say no.
This is, Nina, you look...
just as bad as always.
I hate to tell you. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but this is, like, normal.
I've got to start doing my makeup.
Looks normal.
I've got to start wearing some makeup.
Hey, I don't know if you guys can tell, but your lips are shiny. They got a sheen to them.
I did eat some fried chicken.
Oh, please.
Before I came over here.
Do not tell me that that's fried chicken.
No, it's not.
I thought I smelled KFC when you walked in.
That's just my breath.
Did you actually eat fried chicken?
No.
Oh, well.
I still have a stomach ache.
So, you've made bad decisions before.
That's true.
Who cares?
That is true.
All right, so I guess I'll ask the first question.
All right.
How about that?
Okay. Hit me.
All right.
Don't actually hit me.
I might. I've been jonesing for it, okay?
Okay, you probably have.
I've got all this aggression built up. Not even just against you, just in general, the world. I'm just like looking to release.
He's known me a long time. It wouldn't surprise me if he's wanted to hit me.
Yeah, it's the 60-year mark that I'm like, oh, man. Nice.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie to you. I think we've known each other almost 6 years.
Yeah. We've been doing this podcast for 3 years. That's what this whole thing is for.
Yeah, because we started working together in 2018.
Absolutely.
Holy fucking shit. I've known you for 6 years.
Yep.
Whoa.
Well.
I can't imagine my life without
him. One of us has to get... Bro, it's the 6 years deep. One of us has to get married. We have to go to the other one's wedding or funeral, so one of us could die, too. I'm just looking for an event to go to.
You're coming to my Halloween party next week.
Fine, that counts, I guess. But a wedding or funeral would be much more extravagant.
You're the one with the 4-year, 8-year girlfriend, not me.
All right, this one is an easy one.
Okay.
I'll say that. What's your favorite White Collars Red Hands episode?
Damn it, I think I have the same one for you. My favorite White Collars Red Hands episode is Schranker.
Marcus Schranker?
Marcus. Yes. Yes. The one where he fakes his own death in the pilot, like in the plane, and the geese fly into the plane.
Well, yeah, we did make that up, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that didn't actually...
That was just a bit, but it was a very fun bit.
I thought it was the truth.
It's not the truth. Him stashing the motorcycle as, like, a getaway vehicle, that was the truth.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That was the truth, and he was... Yeah. No, that was probably my favorite episode. Because it was so ridiculous.
He went all out to fake his death. It was crazy.
The other one I really liked... And now I don't even remember the guy's last name, but the one from the 20s, the Thomas Inch or something.
Thomas Ince.
Ince. Yeah, that was another one that I really liked.
It was on William Randolph Hearst's boat.
Yes.
And he got murdered, but what really happened is he just probably had too many salted almonds and a fucking ulcer burst.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun story. We've done a couple of those where, especially, well, just the finales, where we tell a whole story and then it turned out it was probably fake at the end.
Yeah. Which, that's how the older ones tend to go.
Yeah, well, we talked about it then. It's yellow journalism and just the fact that people are hyping. We're purposely just lying. Like, if you want to talk about fake news, that was fake news, just mm-hmm. literally. And the news was like, yeah, of course it's fake. We're just trying to sell papers here.
Yeah.
So that and H.H. Holmes, both of them were victims of that. So I guess, like, you want me to answer since it's
yeah, probably... I have the same question for Kashan. So what is your favorite episode?
Okay, so this one's hard because, like, my favorite story has and always will be the Michel Sindona story. I've said this multiple times. I think it's a very interesting story that no one's talking about. But I think some of the episodes I'm most proud of are probably either the Marcus Schranker episode or now that it's very topical, the Osage Reign of Terror episode. I remember mm-hmm. really, really, really liking at the end.
That one made me cry, didn't it?
I don't think so.
No. Okay, I didn't cry in that one.
No, it was sad, but no, I don't think you cried. It did involve murder, but...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yours next.
Another one for me? We'll take that as yours. All right. So this one is kind of tied in, but I didn't know if the answer would be the same or not. I kind of think that it might be, but what's your favorite White Collars Red Hands moment? Like not the whole episode, but do you have a favorite moment that you can remember?
I have a moment that felt really cool, which was when we had our first Spotify Wrapped. That felt really cool to me to like, that was something I have a lot of goals for my professional career and some I've hit, a lot I haven't hit. But that was something I never, ever even thought about having was a Spotify rap. And when we had enough traction to get one. Also, like, when we hit top 5% of podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
That felt really, really cool. Yeah, that was definitely, like, a really cool moment. Favorite moment? I think my favorite moment is whenever I burp into the microphone and no one hears it, but you do.
Thanks.
My favorite.
All the hours of editing that I'm sitting there editing out 9 of burps. It's more than you'd think, honestly, because you do it frequently.
I think usually like before we start almost every time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you are eating fried chicken before you come over every time because it's really what it feels like in the editing room. Editing room, like it's something fancy. I envisioned this that we could both answer.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
So I guess I'll say my answer was going to be that goose bit.
Oh yeah,
I fucking love that bit.
Was so good. I remembered it as fact.
Yeah, I wanted to make shirts out of it at one point because it was like a goose wielding a morning star, which is just like a hilarious.
I think we could still do it.
Hilarious thought to me. Oh, and by the way, I did want to say for that Spotify rap thing, that was awesome. I love getting that in the end. And this is going to sound sappy, but we might as well say it's because of the people that watch.
It's because of you guys.
That watch or listen. It's because of you. Thank you.
Because of you.
So thank you so much if you are here watching. It looks like not everyone's in here. Hopefully some people come in as we go
I don't think
on.
Any... Oh, there's one person.
There's one. Hello.
Hi, you. Person.
Feel free to drop a question.
Yeah, drop
chat.
A question
hey,
in
no
chat.
No pressure, though.
Okay. No, there's pressure. Please drop a question
okay.
in chat.
Okay, well, if you want to pressure them.
I will do that.
There's also a delay, so we will react to it in a little bit if you do send it, so sorry. But... So thank you, seriously, for listening. We have, you know, we have hundreds of people that listen every week, which may not be big compared to the huge podcast, but it's really awesome for us to see, and we're hoping to
keep growing.
Keep growing, keep doing better content. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, my turn. Oh, actually, this one is just for you. What made you want to start the podcast?
So there's a couple of reasons. I guess the first one is it was a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing improv comedy before then, and I was really putting a lot into that. And then the pandemic happened, and I couldn't do anything at all. Mm-hmm. And I did some like comedy on Zoom, and it was the most...
Zoom improv is the worst thing on the planet.
I did a Second City interview, or a Second City audition on...
On Zoom?
On Zoom. It was so painful. I hated it. So I was like, I got to do something else creatively.
Yeah.
So I said, well, every other white guy has a podcast.
Why can't I
might as well do it too, except for I'm not going to be talking about Sigma males. I'm going to go ahead and do something that is important. And it's funny because it's like, I had no background in this at all, but I came from a very poor family, and I've always felt a really strong feeling about like classism in America, and I really wanted to do something that highlights the disparity in justice between the people at the top and the people lower down. It's always something I felt very passionate about my whole life because of how I was raised and what I saw growing up. You know, I had a friend, actually, I'll go off on a side story. I had a friend, his dad owned this big business, and I remember going over his house, and he always had the stuff. Like, he always had cool stuff. And I didn't have stuff, you know, and I felt like, how is this possible? And then, you know, you hear people say like, oh, people, they work harder for it to get there. And I was like, my mom just like got dealt some bad cards.
Yeah.
You know, and she worked her ass off. You can't tell me she didn't, but we didn't have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see in like the justice system, like if you like that kind of life leads you to committing crimes to get by. But if people are doing stuff out of desperation, they get...
Yeah.
They're worse off than the people who are benefiting so much more, I guess. So I'd say that. Those things combined.
That's good. Good answer.
Thanks, bro. It's been brewing for 3 years.
He's like, I'm going to burst.
I'm going to burst. It's too much. Too much inside me.
That's what I've said.
Yeah. It's never inside. Let's be honest. Okay, you know what? I don't want to know. And this is, I don't even know what the kind of like rules are with YouTube Live. So.
Oh, yeah.
You can curse. I know you can. It's just, you know.
Which, well, fuck.
Great. I was about to say, try and stop me. Even if I try myself, it's hard for me to stop. All right. This one. Let's get real for a second.
Oh, God.
Let's get real for a second, Nina Kern. If you could choose either yours or mine or whatever, if you could choose one episode for us to redo, or to maybe not redo as in you didn't like it, although you can do that too if that's how you want to go. But if it got a reboot, like a Friday the 13th style reboot, now is there an episode you'd want to go back, revisit, and maybe add a little bit more spice now that we've learned a little bit about podcasting? A little bit, I should say.
I don't have one specific one, but I do think that there are some season one episodes that could be redone and that it would be better. Because... Yeah.
We had one mic for the first episodes. Is that what you're talking about? The fact that we spoke into one, and it's not these... Like nice
mics.
It was a really terrible, it's still attached to my desk, but really terrible mic that we sat opposite from and talked into the same one.
And it was the height of the pandemic. I can't believe we did that.
Creators gotta create. Can't hold me down, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there are some season one ones that we could probably redo and that they would be.
Yeah,
a lot better.
I agree with you. I'd say all of them, pretty much all of them, until we got.
I feel like season three is when we started getting our footing.
The finale was okay. That was the John DuPont was the season one finale, and I did like that. That's after that was two episodes into us writing an outline. We used to just do the research. I would like keep notes, and we'd show up, and we would just freestyle it, and that was awful. And don't worry, because
the
people that show up to our review page and leave us reviews based on the first couple episodes that they started listening to know that it was a bad idea to do that, and we've learned, you know.
Yeah, we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years.
I think I've put together some good, like, documents and prepared really good stuff for episodes.
I think recently. I've done okay.
Yeah, I'm not even to the level that I want to, honestly. Like, if this was something that, like, dream happened and we got, like a bunch more listeners and we could do this, like, full time. I mean, I work in science. I know what it's like to actually document and keep citations for things. That's what I'd want to do. I'd want to have a full, like, list of citations for every single episode and be able to write a full script, but I can't produce something of that quality right now.
Well, you know, you're a little busy.
Yeah. So, but, you know, hopefully we continue to find ways to grow.
Yes.
Right? So, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
All right. I think it's your turn.
Oh. Mm-hmm. This one is also specifically for you. Do you wish you picked a different co-host?
Is this just you being, like, self-deprecating? No.
It's just funny.
No, I don't think so. I picked you, one, because you're a very talented comedian, right? No matter what our comments may say.
Oh, no. Have they been mean lately?
They're always at least a little mean. It's the internet. But, you know, you've been out, you've toured the city, you've done a lot of comedy out here, and that's part of the reason I picked you, and because usually we bantered well at work.
Yeah, we do.
And it seemed fun, and I figured that we could bring that fun to a podcast. And also, believe it or not, I wanted someone at the time that didn't really know much about white collar crime.
I still don't.
I didn't want to do it with someone who was an expert, because I'm not an expert. And I wanted someone who I could learn about it with. And it just so happened, at the time, I never envisioned you even doing episodes. Like, it was all going to be me doing the research and you were just along for the ride. But our audience said that they wanted to hear more Nina. So obviously it's not that bad.
They love me.
And plus, you get a really good side of the pop culture that I don't. I love some of our pop culture episodes, and I will be honest, I could not produce a pop culture episode.
Oh, yeah, and I love our pop culture episodes.
To the way that you do, and I think that I also bring things that you don't. Like, I don't know if, like, I definitely hold more strengths in, like, the really digging into legal documents side of things.
Oh, I don't do that.
So, and hopefully those episodes come off as...
smarter.
At least mildly palatable, too, so...
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you look at our analytics, we got a good mix between us about it. So yeah, I think I made a good choice.
Yeah. Aw.
Yeah. You're welcome. This is, see, if no one comes in and asks questions, we'll at least do this for each other.
Yeah, right.
And for the benefit of this podcast. And I got much more, though. We're going to go at least an hour, so we'll see.
Got 40 more minutes.
You know, we talked a little bit about research, and that was actually my next question, was that... How do you do research? Give us a little insight to when you're putting together
it's
an episode.
It's not as good as Kishon.
Good is subjective, please.
So what I do is I actually tend to read the Wikipedia article first if I know nothing about it. If there are videos or a documentary, I try to watch those first or listen to something first. Just so I can kind of get an idea of the story. Then I start looking at other articles a little more deeply, trying to look if it was from a long time ago, trying to find newspaper articles from that time, things like that. And then I'm very different than Kishon in this way. Like, I know Kishon, like, has notes on the side and then writes his. I just, like, plug everything into the outline and then, like, plug it in as I go, and then I'll reread it. I hope that was sufficient. Then I'll also, like, because honestly, people, like, shit on Wikipedia for good reason. But if you go to, like, the bottom and find those resources, you can find a lot more detailed resources that are usually extremely helpful if you read those. I do sometimes try to read, like, if the Justice Department has something on it, or, like, if there is some sort of court document. Sometimes I try to look at it, but to be 100% honest with you, sometimes it's so dense that I can't really get through it. For our listeners, just so you guys know, I used to be smart, but then I got COVID 3 times and 2 concussions in my life.
She loves saying this.
And it made me dumb. And so sometimes I have a really hard time writing the episodes, especially this last year. So, yeah, sometimes like really dense stuff is, I can't process it. So out here, dumb as fuck.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, I at least start the same way. It usually is the Wikipedia page, but the same thing that you talked about, I go to the bottom and I check out the primary resources. I have found a lot of misinformation, though, that's way hyperbole. I have found some misinformation on Wikipedia before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I've been reading, like, a primary resource, like a court document or something that definitely says something else, but it's usually something small, just like the number of people. I remember I was doing some research, not for this podcast, but on the Stanford Prison Experiment. And like the Wikipedia page had said a certain amount of people were involved in the study. And then when I actually went to the paper that was published and I read it, or at least part of it, it wasn't right. So there's some small stuff on there, but yeah, I go to those primary documents on there. I also try to get as much information from as many different resources as possible.
Yeah.
So even if like people have like YouTube videos on it, sometimes I might go there and then see if they have sources listed and go to their sources, read some of their sources. And yeah, I do get really into indictments. I think that indictment documents sometimes are written hilariously because they're written like they try to write them like a story. Sometimes they're better than you'd think. And they really call these people out. I think it's hilarious. So I will dig into an SEC or a DOJ indictment for sure if there's something on it for them. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I was trying to think of something else. I had something else for when I researched, but now I don't remember. Oh, well. Oh, well, another thing I do when I research is I like to put on chill beats.
You put chill beats to study to?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then it helps me focus.
Lo-fi. Yes. Lo-fi hip-hop playlist. 12 yeah, hours
I like
on
the
YouTube.
One. I like the one with the raccoon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, so. There's one with a raccoon and he's cute.
You'll have to send it to me sometime.
I will.
I will say that like if I had a goal, I guess, if I was talking about if I had a goal, I would love for every week if it had a whole book as like a resource that I could like
read. Oh
yeah.
God, I cannot read a book.
Like
in a
that
week.
Kind of in depth is like this is the source material, and we've supplemented it. Like if this once again, if this is a full time job, that's what I would do. But I have another full time job,
right?
So,
and I have a full time job, a part time job, and I do comedy.
Yeah, it's like
I'm burning the candle at both ends.
It's like I love you guys, but only so many hours in a day. It's true. Not enough for that, but enough to do what we're currently doing, just barely.
All right. I got another question for you.
Fire away. I'm an open book.
Any episodes we haven't done that you want to do?
Mm.
And I know of one you want to do for sure that we haven't done.
Mm. I'm on the spot, so I'm 100, like I can feel myself blanking right now. What's the one you know I want to do?
The Iran-Contra.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of basing things on a book, I bought a book to read on that, and then it's so big, and I have not been reading physical books.
Yeah.
I got an audiobook subscription this week, so maybe that
I
will
think that
do
once
something.
You graduate, maybe we can do that one.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is I'm technically just working a full-time job right now, and I still don't have time, but yes, I'm interested in the Iran-Contra for sure. I only know a little bit about it, so.
I know nothing.
But yeah, as far as big episodes go of like scandals, I think we covered most of the big ones.
We've covered all the big ones.
You know, but yet I still find so many before we come in to do every single season. Every season, and people ask me this too, they're like, do you think you're going to run out? And I think every season the well is going to be dry when we go to look at it. And then I get there and there's so much.
Usually what we do is like each of us bring like 5 or 6 to talk about, like 5 or 6 ideas to talk about when we plan on a new season. We just finished episode 5.
Yes.
Six,
because it was me.
Oh, wow. Well, I already have all of my ideas for next season.
Oh, well.
So it's like there's constantly things happening. You all love to commit white collar crime.
Yeah. My white collar crime cup overfloweth.
I hate
there,
that.
There is a lot.
There's a lot.
So, yeah. I don't know. Is there something you'd want to do?
One that I think would be interesting is, like, you know, we talk about Ponzi schemes a lot, and I would like to talk about the original Ponzi scheme.
Carlo Ponzi?
Yeah.
We talked about it.
And I know we've talked about it in the past, and there was a reason why we didn't do it, but that's one I don't know why I want to do it so bad, but that's one I've wanted to do.
It'd be fun. I feel like it was a long time ago. Maybe there's more information on it that I couldn't find immediately. But I think that was what it was. It was like, there wasn't a lot of information. So what we went over in the at the beginning of the Bernie Madoff episode was kind of like,
yeah,
all of it. Maybe there's more, though. We could definitely dig into that and see what's there.
Yeah.
So. This is also a big one. As anything, maybe that you, something comes to mind for me, but is there anything in a White Collars Red Hands episode, or maybe just the episode in general, that's changed your life, that's changed the way you live, at least a little bit?
It should have, but it hasn't. I should watch what I say more.
That's your takeaway?
Yeah. But, like, I don't.
So the fact that you have no filter?
Yeah, I feel like that's what I should take away, but I still don't have one.
Wait till you hear the Nina cut, man. Wait till you hear the Nina cut. I'm keeping it just in case you try to blackmail me sometime in the future. I can re-blackmail you. Yeah.
All I know is there was this one time I was listening to an episode while I was, like, driving, because sometimes I like to listen. He edits them. Kashan does all the editing. So I don't always hear, I'm there for it, but I don't hear the final product like he does. So I try to listen to our episodes. I'm pretty behind right now, but that's okay. Anyways, but, like, there's been a couple times I've listened to episodes and I don't remember saying some of the really bad shit I say. And then I'm like, oh my God, why did you say that?
Yeah, it literally just comes out. And I can't even cut it all out, because then the podcast would be like
12 minutes long.
It'd be 12 minutes. It wouldn't make any sense because I'd have to cut around all of it.
I have someone that, like, I have a family friend who was like, I've learned more about you from this podcast than, like, I do from talking to you. And I was like, uh-oh.
Well, it is kind of funny when you think, though, that we have put out hundreds of hours of us talking.
Yeah.
Basically, probably, maybe not hundreds, but in the hundred.
Yeah.
Of hours of us talking, right? So it's definitely, there are people in my life that have not heard me speak nearly as much, that are friends with me.
Yeah.
That probably have not heard me speak nearly as much as some of you people have, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if you've listened to, like, every episode.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're an everyday, or if you've been here since day one, then yeah.
Which there are people who listen to it right away, because, like, even today I had somebody comment about, she messaged me, I don't think I was out of work yet, and she messaged me about the episode, and I was like, that dropped an hour and a half ago.
Which, once again, thank you so much. It's so,
we appreciate you.
It's so nice, because we do put a lot of effort into this.
We do.
So it's really nice to see when people are listening and leave a comment or message us. We really enjoy it. Oh, no. Yeah. Katie, I think, is who gave us the Bob. That's why I got to write stuff down and prep it. Bob Dean. The Bob Dean episode. She just sent another recommendation, too. Which, by the way, we were talking about planning our seasons. We do fan-submitted episodes, please.
Yeah, our finale this year? Next week.
Is it this one? It was last.
No, but we have another season. Oh, wait. The next one is going to be a fan submitted one.
Okay.
Well, because it was after the season had already started.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
But yeah, so we try to do one of those. So please send one in. Please.
Talk to me, but not
like that scary.
I'm trying to think of anything else this has done to change my life.
What about buying, for me? I don't buy anything with Teflon on it anymore. I straight up, like, I bought a pan the other day, and I opted for, like, one of the granite inside ones. Like, it probably still has stuff in it, but I do not buy stuff with actual Teflon in it.
Okay, so I actually try to avoid Nestle.
Yeah? Because they suck?
Yeah, and if I do buy from Nestle because I have no other choice, I feel really guilty.
That's true. Whenever I see Pure Life water, I'm like, no, I'm good. All of their water, actually, I really do try to stay away from it.
What sucks is they have, like, the best chocolate chips, though.
Yeah. And milk. Chocolate milk.
Dude, their semi-sweet morsels are the best.
But they kill children.
I know.
So, like, weigh that in your scales of justice.
I know.
Would you rather have chocolate chips or save children's lives? What a...
That Teflon episode, that's funny. This is funny to bring up. So, back when we first started...
Oh, yeah, for those of you who don't know the story behind this.
So, I used to try to read... So, now I don't do this anymore. Now I just come in blind. If I'm not doing the episode, I think you do kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I figured you started getting kind of annoyed that I'd come in with, like, knowing a bunch of stuff already. So, I stopped. Because I would start saying something, you'd be like, no.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to talk about it.
So I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. So now we come in blind. Like, we don't know what the other person's going to talk about, that we're learning along with you guys. And I like it that way.
Me too, actually.
But back when we first started, and I think that the reason we were doing this before was because we didn't have outlines.
Yes. And we did have an outline for this episode, but maybe you were doing stuff early.
For the finale?
Mm-hmm. It was after the Michelle Sindona episode because it was such a clusterfuck, I guess, that I was like, we need to start writing things down.
Yeah.
So I literally think after that episode.
I don't know if I didn't see it. Like, I didn't see that you emailed it to me. I don't know what happened, but I like, so he's like, we're doing it on DuPont. So I was like, sick. And I researched the wrong thing.
Well, you researched kind of the right thing. Technically, we were talking about John DuPont, but you researched the company that his family owned.
Yeah.
Which is the DuPont Chemical Company.
And so, then I think I saw the email like right before I came over. And then I came over and I was like, I researched the wrong thing. But then that was our season two opener.
Yeah.
And actually, that is one of my top five episodes that I really enjoy.
Yeah, same. And that was really early. So, you know, I guess we caught on a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, I do tell people.
I saw someone else join. So if you want to drop a question in the chat, there's a delay. So it'll be a second before we answer it. But feel free, anyone coming in, drop questions into the chat. We'll answer.
Yes.
This is live, believe it or not.
Yes, it is live. Yes. All right. Is it my turn to ask a question?
I think so. Because I asked if anything changed your life.
What has been the biggest challenge since starting the podcast?
Timing. It's hard putting out 45 minutes to an hour worth of content pretty much every week,
mm-hmm,
with a small amount of break. That if we were just showing up, also when we were just like shooting the shit or whatever, and we were just talking,
It would be way different.
Yeah, and I just had to edit it. It wouldn't be that bad. But yeah, all of the, like we were talking about the research, that takes me like probably between 8 to 12 hours on average to compile all of the information and then write it down and lay it out and combine it into an outline, into a script. That takes a long time. So it's that, and that on top of it, I was straight up doing a master's degree.
Yeah.
For 9 months between September to June of this year, September of last year to June of this year, and mm-hmm, then we never missed
a week.
I'm very proud of that.
Yes,
and also I did well in the I'm still in it, but the classes are done. But I did well in the master's program too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll say that. But that's what I'd say. What about you?
I would say timing as well. I'm obviously not in a grad program, but I do have two jobs. I do comedy. I've had a lot of health struggles this year. It's been harder this year. This has been the hardest year.
Yeah.
The easiest year was when we first started because we were in lockdown.
Yeah, we had nothing to do.
We had nothing to do. And then once...
Just having fun.
Yeah, and
16
then,
people listened or whatever on Spotify when we first released. That's when we were just getting episodes batched, too. We were just, like, putting episodes together. And
oh, yeah, that's true.
Getting ready to release them.
Yeah. And then I also had a job change this year, which, like, before, sometimes I would be like, meh. The day we record, I'd be like, let me take the day off because I had that flexibility and was able to just write all day and then come in here and do it at night. And now I don't have that freedom. So, yeah, I think timing has been the thing I've been struggling with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. But we do it once again.
We do it for you.
For you.
And we enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I do still have fun. If this was so painful, right, then we would have stopped a long time ago.
A long time ago.
So we get it done, and it's nice to see fruits of our labor, mm-hmm. right, to see people enjoying the content we put out. So, Nina, you're infamous or famous, either way, for crying in a couple of our episodes. So what was the worst story for you to either tell or hear on the podcast?
Did I cry telling one?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Probably not, because you already knew everything you were going to say.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe you had one that was worse, but you know, you didn't have to cry for it to be the worst one.
Well, I'm trying to remember all the ones I cried in. I cried in Phil Spector.
Yeah.
What other one? I know I've cried in more than one.
I don't know. Not going to lie. We just reference it, but I definitely don't reference the exact episode because I forget.
I just remember the Phil Spector episode being, that one really affected me. Yeah. That one made me really upset because the child abuse was just so horrific and disgusting that one really, like, that was probably, like, the hardest episode that we've done. The other one that made me, there was two other ones that really made me upset, which was like, and researching them, which was Jack Abramoff, mm-hmm. Because like of the sweatshops that they were operating. And like that one was really difficult for me to write. That one just made me really angry. Like I got really, really angry writing that one. And then the one, was it Foxconn in China?
Oh, yeah. About, that was a bad one.
Yeah, and then the people were, like, jumping out of the windows where they worked to like, commit suicide. That one, too, was, like, hard to write and hard to, like, cover. Those were probably my top three hardest ones that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I know there's more that I cried at, but I don't remember which ones. I think there's three.
Those ones, yeah, definitely, definitely all bad. A lot of the times when we start looking into a story, we don't know exactly what it's going to be about.
Well, and
we know the surface, because that's Phil Spector for me, is that the surface, like, okay, when we're first doing it, here's this guy, he had just died mm-hmm. from COVID, mm-hmm. and that's how I refound his story. I said, oh, yeah, this famous music producer, he killed a woman, and then we get into it, and then I didn't even know that there was all this, like, familial abuse that was going to be part of it, but I think it would be a disservice to not mention, if we're talking about how horrible this guy is, we kind of got to cover everything. So
I think, too, what just affected me so much in that episode was just, like, that he adopted those children and then inflicted all that horror on them, and I know that it happens, but, like, I can't wrap my head around when people, like, you didn't have to, like, you actually didn't have to do that. Like, you didn't have to adopt that kid.
Yeah.
Like, you actually never have to have a kid, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. I will say, I guess, for me, I mean, the worst story I've had to tell, by far, is Issei Sagawa.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've heard that one before. I've heard that one before.
In that much detail, though?
I have heard that one pretty in depth, and I think that that's why that one didn't affect me as much, because I already knew the story coming into it.
Yeah, I also did not put everything that I learned into that episode because you can't.
You don't need to.
You can't and you shouldn't.
No.
So,
like, at some point, you have to just, like, respect the victims and...
That one was bad. For me, also, I mean, I have a special spot for anything that dealt with the, like, Vatican Church. You know, I'm still halfway through that book all about it. They're, like, history. They're, like, financial history and crime. Just because, yeah, it's a little bit... hypocritical.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, probably the most violently hypocritical stories that we talked about. That was with, like, Michel Sindona, also part of the reason that I feel so connected to that story, as well as just the IOR episode in general that we did. That one was hard for me, too. I think about that constantly. It lives in my head rent-free, as the kids say, on TikTok. Is it me? No, it's you.
Yeah. Would you commit a white-collar crime?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, willfully? No.
Yeah.
No.
Now that you've learned all this, would you ever?
No, absolutely not. I think it's not worth it. I went on that whole soapbox about why I care so much about the injustices. No, I'd say no. I do think sometimes I can see how people get swept up in it. Like if the people who aren't, even the people who are, like, masterminding it, like, if things just go wrong, like, too fast, and you do something small, but this kind of, like, willful
I definitely see how a lot of the Ponzi schemes happen when, like, people are starting a business and stuff, and they're like, oh, let's just, like, move this over here, and then we'll pay them back, and then...
Well, if it turned... The only thing with Ponzi schemes is if they're not ever real. So, like, if they start off as a real business, and then they just start having to do a Ponzi scheme to, like, stay afloat... I can sometimes understand that. Mm-hmm. You still shouldn't do it, right?
Right.
But you can understand where a person's at in their mindset that would force them to do that.
Yeah.
But we've talked about a lot of people that are just greedy.
Oh, well, yeah.
And just con men and just, they're out to do whatever they need to do to enrich themselves and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff I know. I couldn't imagine myself doing that.
I would not commit a white collar crime because I'm not smart enough.
Fair enough. Some of these people aren't smart either, though, so I mean...
I know, but I'm like, how do you launder money? I still don't get it.
With, like, a Maytag?
Yeah.
Maybe a General Electric? Some Tide Pods? Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll forget the Tide... You won't have any Tide Pods left because I eat them all. My favorite snack.
They do look tasty. I'm not even gonna lie.
They smell good.
This is where my questions fell off a cliff. And I was like, I don't know how many more questions I can ask you about the podcast. So I'm going to ask random ass questions.
Great.
If you could be one of the Teletubbies, do you know them?
Yeah, but I don't know which color is which.
That's fine. I don't know their names either. We can go by shapes on the head. Which one would you choose and why?
Hold on, let me pull up a picture.
No. From memory.
Well, all I know is their names.
This isn't a podcast. I can't edit this out.
I don't know their, like, their colors.
You know the shapes on their head? There's fucking Dipstick. He's got the straight one.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe, but I don't know which one is which.
Poe's the circle. I think Lala is the triangle, right?
I'd be the baby son.
You'd be the baby son?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe the yellow one.
The yellow one? That's the triangle one? That's
Tinky Winky, right? I don't know. That one's the cutest, in my opinion.
I think they all look the same.
Well, the purple one's a little bit fatter than the rest of them.
Oh, yes. It can't be that one. You'll get body shamed forever in Teletubby lands.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd be the yellow one.
I'd be that little fucking vacuum. That little vacuum that goes around
their
house. I do
not remember this show
enough.
And
it's got like an elephant nose.
What?
All right. It goes around. Like, sometimes I remember an episode where it's like slurping up like purple pancakes off the ground. I want that to be me. I want to be the little robot that slurps up purple pancakes.
Okay. This really did fall off a cliff.
Because they look good.
Okay.
This is indicative of what our episodes are. Okay. We talk shop for like 40 minutes and then it. Off the rails.
Well, it's off the rails before we start.
Yeah, that's fair.
I come in off the rails, and then he has to like get me.
I try. It does not always work.
It does not always work.
Does not always. But you know what? Out here fighting the good fight.
Who do you think's the hottest criminal we've talked about? I guess mine are starting to fall off a cliff, too.
The hottest criminal?
Oh, we just talked about that, so I am going to check that off.
Oh, you had the Teletubbies question, too?
Yeah.
Wilds. Absolutely wild. I'm trying to think in the annals of White Collars, Red Hands history, I'm trying to conjure up the pictures of people. No one comes to mind immediately.
I think it's Zach Horowitz.
Oh, he, yeah. Yeah, you know, he was an actor, right?
Yeah.
A terrible actor, but he was hot.
He was hot.
You know, you have to be to get in
hot anything,
in anything in L.A. That's a good one. We got to pick a female, though, too, but we just don't talk about them a lot because they don't commit a lot of white-collar crimes. Good job. They don't commit a lot of white-collar crimes. Good job, ladies.
Probably like Jen Shaw or Elizabeth Holmes.
I was going to say, she's probably, that she's even like...
Not the Sam Bankman-Fried's girlfriend, not her.
Caroline Ellison.
Dude, that girl's busted. I'm sorry.
Elizabeth Holmes has the give me the precious eyes. Like, just crazy big old blue eyes.
And you know that, like, when she's, like, sucking dick, she's, like,
Once again, don't know the rules on YouTube.
Looking at you just.
Yeah, she doesn't blink. I feel like you could definitely see, like, a fly would, like, land on her eye. And you're just like, ah! And you're like, ah! Yeah.
That's her and Mark Zuckerberg should have children. They'd have the creepiest eyes.
Yeah, they'd also be, like, soulless.
I think they're
both. Could you imagine getting parented by those two?
It'd probably be like getting parented by Elon Musk and Grimes.
You mean not parented? Because
they have a nanny.
You think Elon Musk is ever hanging around? Absolutely not.
You don't think Elon Musk is out here changing diapers?
No.
Damn.
No, I don't. I think he's like Owen Wilson. I think he has nothing to do with his children.
Oh, yeah. Owen Wilson is a shitty dad.
Owen Wilson's a deadbeat dad. Look it up.
He is. Yeah,
what an asshole. About that. Wow. What an asshole.
Wow.
What a dick.
Wow. That's my kid.
Okay. This is This is back on the rails for now. Who are three most memorable topics, people? The three most memorable to you.
Margaret Schranker.
Schranker. Okay.
Most memorable. There are a lot that I could be like, boom, 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 boom. Well, I'm going to say Rob Blagojevich. I never say his name right.
I'm about to say this close enough.
Because he was our first episode.
Yeah, still see him around. Still lives.
And he lives in our neighborhood.
Still lives in the neighborhood.
Remember when
still
we
alive.
Remember when we got a cameo from him?
Oh, I remember.
We paid $80 for him.
It's that kind of commitment that I'm proud of. And yes, we did. What an expensive cameo for a fucking washed up, convicted previous governor of Illinois. It's fine, whatever.
So
I got Schranker, Blagojevich.
There's a couple in my head that I'm like, I don't know. Like, they don't have to be the most famous ones. They could be the ones that stand out to me.
Yeah, just stand out to you.
Okay, the guy who bought the, I don't know why this one stands out to me so much, but the, like, $6,000 umbrella.
Oh, you're talking about Dennis Kozlowski.
Yeah, I don't know why that Tycho. One, like, is in my brain forever.
Okay. Now, once again, we don't have to look at pictures of them because it will take too long. Fuck, marry, kill. Marcus Schranker, Rod Blagojevich, and Dennis Kozlowski. You will remember right, that Dennis Kozlowski is not very good looking.
No, kill Dennis Kozlowski.
All right, Dennis, you're out of there. That's...
Actually, fuck.
I already crossed his name off. I'm sorry, ma'am. There's no...
I'm going to fuck Marcus Schranker.
You're gonna fuck Marcus Schranker?
I'm going to marry Rob Blagojevich because I know he gets out and he's doing okay.
He still runs. He's jogging around.
And he's got a full head of hair that I can grab onto.
He's got them tiny little mothballs, though.
Yeah.
Little musty-ass mothballs. Tastes like tarantulas. That's a callback. That is a callback to the first episode. That's the 3 years, 3 years in the wings was that callback for right now.
Yeah.
To come out.
For right now.
You have any more?
Well, here. You got to do it now.
But I know what's coming. The whole point is that I surprised you by asking three people and then gave you the hook.
All right, fine. Can I just come up with three and then you have to say?
Fine.
Leona Helmsley. Martha Stewart. Elizabeth Holmes. Fuck, marry, kill.
Kill Martha Stewart. Yeah.
She's a Sports Illustrated model.
I don't care. She, not only am I not hopping on the granny train, but she seems boring as fuck.
I think we need justice for gilfs.
Like, when you watch her stuff, I'm like, oh my God, if I was around you for 30 seconds, I'd fucking slant, I'd drown myself.
Why do you think Snoop Dogg is smoking that much weed when he's around her?
It's just like, oh, what?
Damn, that's crazy.
Martha, you crazy. Yeah, no. So, she's dead. Jen Shah.
No, I didn't say her.
Oh, you Elizabeth didn't say Holmes. Elizabeth Holmes.
And Leona Helmsley.
Leona Helmsley. I'm trying to remember Leona Helmsley.
She's kind of hot.
All right, well, I'll fuck Elizabeth Holmes because that'd probably be fun once. And maybe she won't talk in her deep man voice the whole time while you're doing her fake voice. And then I will, and then I guess I'm Marion Helmsley.
Well, you'll get to be in the Helmsley Empire.
Can't wait.
Yeah, all right, so which white-collar criminal would you want a vacation with?
Would I want a vacation with?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's got to be someone. Some of them are really cards, real characters. You know what? I'd love to learn more about Simon Levive, the Tinder swindler. I bet as far as his episodes went to, he goes on some great vacations to the Greek islands too. You know, so it's like he's got the inn, he knows where to go, and he's got, you know, just a bunch of women on speed dial. They're all very upset at him, but they're all on there. So you know,
you're the enemy that's against him.
Yeah,
I would go on vacation with that guy. I don't remember his name, but he like went to Costa Rica for a while. He kept bouncing around the Caribbean. Oh, no. I take that back. I would vacation party with Billy McFarland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got to be a crazy partier.
I bet his parties are so fun.
If, you know, to be fair, though, he did have one party that was not very fun.
Well, I won't, yeah.
And it involved getting trapped on an island and eating a like cheese sandwich that looked like it went through a hurricane.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe not. I think about it. I don't know. By the way, also, I think someone else just hopped in.
Oh, man.
If you have a question, please drop it in the chat.
Yeah, because we're not going to be here too much longer.
No, we're going to only be here another like maybe 10 minutes. So if you, now's last call. All right. You know, we both worked in bars. Last call.
Yes. So
if you have something, speak now. Or forever hold your peace. Or speak it in the next 10 minutes.
Do you have another question for me?
I do not. Do you have... Are you done?
Yeah, do we think you? Do you think we have another 3 years in us?
I could see it going that way.
Yeah.
It all just depends on how it goes. If we have people that keep listening and the amounts that they do, and if that gets bigger, and it definitely if it gets... As big, like if the growth continues the way it has in these first 3 years, I could see it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Seemsies.
I tell you what, we at least got 4 more weeks in us, all right? We're going to finish season 13.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, season 13, if you haven't listened to today's episode, we're doubling the content this week, all right?
Yeah.
We dropped an episode.
DP!
Today.
Double podcasts.
God damn it. Didn't you just say earlier that if you learned anything, it would be to watch what you say? It just doesn't. It's never going to happen. You might as well give up and accept yourself. Straight to the nine of cut. But we had an episode come out today, Crazy Eddie, it's a fun story and it's a really... God, if I could think of another adjective, I would. It's a crazy story.
It's insane. But it's like Christmas in October.
Yeah, it is like Christmas in October, which would make more sense
if you listen to the episode,
sense than Christmas in August, which is what they did. Well, how does that make any sense? It doesn't. And that's why. They're crazy. All right? But go, you know, hit up that episode from today.
Hell yeah.
Because that was fun. It was a fun one.
That was a fun one. That was a good one. Are you doing anything fun for Halloween this weekend? You have a party tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, I got a friend's party tomorrow. You know, I'm going to go. Do I have anything planned as far as costume goes? And it's literally tomorrow? No. No. So I guess we're going to...
Does not surprise me.
So I guess we're going to figure that out. This happens every year. Like, I want to do something, but then it constantly... I'm the kind of person, I know I will not get a haircut for 4 months because I'll just like, I can't fit it in this weekend, whatever, and I'll just keep pushing it back until it gets 4 months. So the same thing happens with Halloween costumes. So I'm like, oh, I should get that. And then just constantly like, oh, well, I'll kick the can down the road and then it doesn't happen. And then I go dressed in a pair of fake glasses with a sticker that says, hello, my name is Dave. And I pretend that I'm a different person when anyone talks to me, which I did for 3 years in a row in college. That was my costume. We had a Halloween improv show. And every year I showed up as Dave, a completely made up person.
I'm going to be Princess Peach.
Oh, yeah. Level 1 to 10, is it 1 being normal Princess Peach and 10 being lingerie Princess Peach? How slutty Princess Peach is it?
6.
It's a 6. It's above a 5. Okay. Is this like a mini skirt Princess Peach? Is that what it is?
So I haven't tried on the skirt yet. So you I don't know if it fits. It's tulle.
It's tulle? Isn't that see-through?
It didn't look see-through on Amazon.
Tulle's pretty see-through.
But there's layers.
Okay. Like a tutu?
Yeah, kind of.
Sounds like a really interesting costume.
It's not super authentic Peach.
Are you wearing it next week?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was still a costume party now that I got pushed back past
October. Yeah, fuck it. Because if Halloween fell on a Wednesday, you would celebrate it that next weekend. Would you not?
I think you celebrate it on whichever Saturday is still in October.
I don't care.
So I guess that would be before.
I said to dress up. Unless if people come not dressed up, you're not getting kicked out, but also you're a fucking loser and lame. So.
Wow. So what you're saying
is boring.
You're saying I have to find something. I want to find something. I want to find a costume that's just as insufferable to you, though. Like something that's just a terrible pun.
So you would hate me
for even showing up in a costume. Yeah. That's what I want. I just want to cause chaos. I want to be a little chaos gremlin.
You would do that.
I want to show up and I want to ruin your party because everyone's going to ask, like, what are you? And then I have some stupid fucking answer. Like, this is an actual costume that I knew that someone did once, and hopefully they don't listen to this. He didn't like me anyway, so it's fine. He wore a blue, like, jumpsuit, and then he had these...
A chicken and a cord?
Yes.
And he was chicken cord on blue?
Yeah. And I was
on original.
I was like, that's fucking stupid. But I want to do that to you. I want to go to all of your friends that don't know me and just, like, really make them wonder why you know me.
There will be people there you don't know, yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to weird them out.
They know me, so.
I don't know. I'm just going to be like, I'm going to go to people like, you know me and Nina are best friends, right? Yeah, we're best. We're like this. Like this.
That'd be kind of funny.
We are best friends. Who are you? I've never met you. I'm her best friend. So who are you? I don't know you. Your name is what? Greg. Yeah, nice to meet you, Greg. You'll be around a long time. Not bye. That's going to be me at your party.
Please don't do that.
I'm going to do it to everyone.
Oh, man.
Every single person. Chaos
gremlin. Don't ruin the vibe.
Chaos gremlin. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit and drink a High Noon in the corner. I think we all know that.
I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Ooh, we should play Spin the Bottle.
No, we're one adult, which means that most of us are in relationships.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, all of your friends are single?
A lot of them.
All right. Well, we are reaching the end. So I'm going to do one more call if anyone out there wants to submit a question for us to answer and drop it in the chat. And if not, we'll give it just a couple of minutes and then we'll peace out.
Do, 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 do.
Remember how I said I was going to hit you at the beginning?
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do. Oh, I'm feeling like a 1950s husband right now.
Alice Trebek really would never hit me.
Hit a woman. Yeah, he's dead.
But before that, he would never have hit me.
Oh, probably not. Yeah.
He was a nice guy.
I don't know. Was he like creepy 1950s game show? Because remember that one guy who hosted Family Feud? Who like kissed
Louis
everyone
Anderson?
Like way too long? We should do an episode on that guy.
I don't know who it was.
That guy should be in prison. And he kissed all the children, like on the lips, like a lot.
Huh?
Yeah, it was like in the 1970s. And you look at it and you're like, that's how the time was. I was like, oh, it shouldn't have been. If that's how the time was, it shouldn't be that way. So figure that out real quick.
I don't know about him.
So.
I think no one wants to talk to us.
Well, that's all right. Okay, we had a good discussion, I think.
Yeah,
so.
I think we did too.
So, either way, and who knows, maybe one day if we make this more regular, more people will be here.
Regular, like once a month, something like that.
Yeah.
Every 28 days.
Is it a period joke? What is that? All right. I feel the luteinizing hormone going off the rails right now. What's that? The smell of estrogen? It's in the air. Ah! It's because I've only lived with women my whole life. I'm attuned to it. Progesterone?
You can smell it.
Ah. Yeah. I also just like pulling out that I did, in fact, do a biology degree. So it's like, yeah. Maybe I do know the hormones that peak in women when their endometrium is sloughing.
All right.
We got to go.
Thank you. I never even knew that word.
Thank you so much for being here. We love you guys so much. And here's to another 3 years of White Collars, Red Hands.
Cheers.
Huh? So we'll see you next week. We can do it on another episode of White Collars.
Red hands.
And now is the part where I have to awkwardly get up and I have to turn off the stream. So goodbye.